This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to our First Friday Focus on the Environment. The first Friday of every month, we convene to explore environmental issues vital to the health of our air, land, and water in Michigan. And all of that, of course, plays into the well-being and quality of life we lead in our Great Lakes State. I'm Rebecca Warren, and my co-host for this monthly conversation series is Lisa Wozniak, President and CEO of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. Lisa, today we're talking about something that touches virtually every environmental issue we've discussed on this program, the state budget. And it seems we've got the perfect guest for the conversation.
Yes, that's right, Rebecca. The budget determines not only what Michigan can invest in, but also whether state agencies have the resources they need to protect our air, land, water, and communities. And to help us understand what made it into this year's budget and what didn't, and where Michigan goes from here, we've invited someone who was at the very center of those decisions, Senator Sarah Anthony, who serves as chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. Sarah Anthony, we're so delighted that you're joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start, Senator, with the big picture. This was a difficult and fairly contentious budget process, but ultimately lawmakers reached an agreement. And when you look at the final budget, what do you see as the biggest accomplishments, particularly investments that you think will make a tangible difference in the for the health of Michigan families and communities?
Yeah, it was absolutely a very difficult process, similar to last year, despite having lots of challenges, particularly challenges created by the federal government. I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't remind listeners that we were facing a over $1 billion shortfall because of some of the reckless policies at the federal level. And, you know, that huge gap that was created by Trump and honestly DC Republicans related to the One Big Beautiful Bill, you know, created some chaos at the state level. We had to ensure that we were protecting Medicaid and SNAP benefits and also making sure that our state departments had the resources they needed to, you know, address our challenges. It was very contentious. But despite all of the challenges that we faced, we stood in our values and we were still able to provide those resources and honestly get a bipartisan budget across the finish line. So this is definitely different than last year, in which our House Republicans held up the budget process well after our constitutional deadline. So we had a lot of work to do together, but we got it accomplished. And I'm really proud of the work we were able to achieve together.
From an environmental perspective, there were some real wins in this budget. Investments in our parks and public lands, funding for things like the Michigan Geological Survey, investments in clean energy and weatherization, and the agreement to modernize Michigan's dam safety laws, among other things. This didn't happen by accident, I know. So where did you find the most consensus, and what took a little more work to include in the budget?
Yeah, I mean, I say it all the time, is that budgets are a statement of values. It's a moral document. And so folks can talk about their commitment to ensuring our land, our water, our air, even our democracy is upheld. But, you know, the negotiations table is where those promises are made manifest. And to your point, Rebecca, we were able to do some pretty transformational things. You know, we're the Great Lakes State. And so where we found some consensus was around our water. $5 million for water affordability grants across the state of Michigan, you know, over $40 million for drinking water and environmental health programs just to safeguard public health. We also invested in weatherization grants to keep utility bills low, and things such as responsible, sustainable infrastructure upgrades, right? So money for transit and rail, and to your earlier comments, you know, $24 million for dam safety and increasing oversight in many of these dams, including privately owned and operated dams. There's so much that we found consensus on related to our water and infrastructure. But, you know, there were some contentious moments as well. I mean, the Republicans at the beginning of the year had some pretty foolish things that they wanted to see in our state's budget. And, you know, the thing that folks don't talk about is how much we were able to stop. We were able to stop things like, you know, attacks on voting integrity, right? So auditing voter rolls, things that were related to anti-DEI and areas that for the past 4 years under my leadership, we've been able to embed programs and resources that lift up communities that, you know, have been forgotten. You know, the infrastructure and housing investments that we've made in very poor urban areas and some of our rural areas, they were trying to claw back and wanted to take resources from underrepresented areas. So we were able to stop a lot of silly stuff as well.
WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues with Senator Sarah Anthony, Chair of the Michigan Senate Appropriations Committee. I'm Rebecca Warren here with my First Friday partner, President and CEO of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, Lisa Wozniak.
Michigan's environmental agencies have been asked to do more and more with limited resources, and some of the resources that support environmental programs haven't kept pace with the cost of doing that work. Water infrastructure, which you've mentioned, is an arena where the needs are enormous. And I thank you for your leadership on this. I know that investments have been made, but communities across this state need additional investments in things like drinking water, wastewater, stormwater, and other infrastructures, especially while the state is dealing with PFAS and other toxic contamination, putting additional stress on things. So what I'd like to know is, what do you think the appropriate role is for the state in helping communities make these additional investments?
That's right. I think this next round of policy and budget discussions are going to require a different level of courage and creativity from those of us who are leading in the Capitol. You know, we have silly politicians at the federal level who are interested in renaming our Great Lakes instead of finding creative ways to preserve our Great Lakes, to ensure that regardless if you live in Flint or Benton Harbor, Lansing, the Detroit area, that you trust the water that's coming out of the tap, that we are leaving a lasting legacy for generations to come, that our water is really our biggest asset. And we've done a lot in terms of infrastructure on our roads and bridges. But if we don't address water infrastructure, I think that we're going to be missing the mark. And so when we've had conversations, not just with our current lawmakers in the Capitol, but our future leadership in the Capitol, both in the legislature as well as the executive, we have continued to press on environmental justice and making sure that water is a significant part of that. One thing we probably need to look at is the tipping fees, right? It's some of the things that we've talked about year after year, and many of us have made it clear that we need to at least be in line with other states across the Midwest. But it is a political issue that we just haven't been able to, you know, find some headway. So we need to get creative and look for ways to address these issues head on.
Well, you actually borrowed my next question, because I know the tipping fee issue well. It's an issue we've been looking at around the Capitol for more than 20 years. And I think our listeners know Michigan is still one of the cheapest states in the region to dump trash. And we're also facing growing needs around contaminated sites, material reuse, and environmental cleanup. I know you expressed a little a pessimism there about getting that one over the finish line, but what do you think the odds really are that in the next couple of budgets we might be able to actually make it a little more expensive to throw your trash away in Michigan's landfills?
You know, this is what I'm looking forward to in the next couple of years, is I'm trying to find the Patty Burkholz in the Republican caucus. I'm looking for partners on both sides of the aisle who, you know, we may disagree on several things, but we have to have champions from all walks of life, all regions, and all political persuasions that see this issue as not just an issue that is near and dear to anyone's heart, which is protecting our water, but they also see the economic advantages to us doing this. It's an issue of equity, and we honestly need to be protective. So I am encouraged that there are some folks on both sides of the aisle who want to get things done. I'm seen in the Capitol as a problem solver, and I'm looking forward to us taking the partisan talk off the table, which is not realistic in this, you know, very political time. But after the dust settles, that's what I'm looking for, and I think there'll be some folks who are willing to work with us on this issue.
So as we reach the end of our time together, I want to look ahead. Do you see the next budget as an opportunity to invest in some of the, to revisit some of the investments that weren't possible? You're talking about them. You're in a leadership position. How do you see that moving forward? Because this is obviously so critical to our health, safety, and well-being here in the state of Michigan.
Our resources will be tight. I mean, make no mistake, this was only the first year we're seeing the impact of some of those federal cuts. And more are coming down the pike with this Trump administration. But I'm encouraged that with the right people at the table, and if our values are what we say they are, then I am encouraged that we'll be able to maintain some of the investments and then hopefully build upon those in the next couple of years.
Thank you so much for your time, Senator Anthony. This has been a great conversation, and as always, with so much more to cover. So you can rest assured we'll be inviting you back at some point in the future, if you'll agree, to help us dig even deeper into the funding issues that are facing Michigan. That was Senator Sarah Anthony, chair of the Michigan Senate Appropriations Committee, and our guest on First Friday Focus on the Environment. My co-host is Lisa Wozniak, executive director and CEO of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. Lisa, as always, I appreciate you and look forward to our next conversation.
I look forward to it as well. And any day that I have a conversation with Rebecca Warren and Senator Anthony and invoke Patty Burkholz is a good day.
I'm Rebecca Warren, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU, Ypsilanti.